Hey, Browns fans, it's time to gear up for a pain-free 2022 NFL season for your Cleveland Browns with new friends of the show, Buckeye Law Group. If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, a work accident, or even if you've been buried into the ground by Myles Garrett or stiff-armed by Nick Chubb, you need to call Buckeye Law Group today at 1-800-411-PAIN. Their attorneys will fight for the money you deserve. Buckeye Law Group's attorneys have recovered over $1 billion for their clients throughout the entire country. So don't make the mistake of calling just any other attorney. Call attorneys you can trust, and best of all, they're Browns fans just like you. Call our friends from Buckeye Law Group at 1-800-411-PAIN. After 911, call 411. That's 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-7246. That's Buckeye Law Group, located at 1300 East 9th Street, Suite 1210 in Cleveland, Ohio. Buckeye Law Group, proud fans of the Cleveland Browns just like you.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Zach Kopp, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. If you'd like to get your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail on the drop-down menu. Luckily for the Browns, coming off a heartbreaking defeat, get the short week, get to play on Thursday, hopefully get the bad taste out of our mouths, play the Steelers Thursday night at home. Your boys, Justin and I, will be at the game.
In attendance.
Before we get into our thoughts on the Steelers, remember you can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. Lastly, if you're looking for more Dogs content, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on our Patreon page, get your extra episode every week, get to play fantasy football with us. We got Dog Pack members of the month who get free merch every month. Get to just become friends with Browns fans from all over the world. So if you're looking for Browns community, you want more direct access to the Dogs, jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member. So, Browns, short week here, Thursday night football, prime time. We don't have many prime time games this week, year. This is a big one. Because, especially, I initially had this marked as like I want to win it, but it's not maybe not necessarily a must win. With the loss to the Jets, this is now a must win.
Yep.
If you, I don't want to get crazy, but if we lose this game, it's almost season over, in my opinion.
It's going to be hard to come back from. We talked about it a lot.
Unless the defense figures it out and Jacoby continues to play like he did every game at the Jets, which I just don't think you can expect. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tough to win enough games to be where we want to be when Deshaun gets back if we start 1-2 and lose this game.
Yeah, the sad thing is we have some real teams coming up that we have to play. I don't consider the Jets a real team. Like, they're not a threat to contend anywhere this year, and yet they made us look like stupid. Hell.
No, and the Falcons we thought was going to... The Falcons is not going to be a cakewalk.
Nope, they're different this year.
Yeah, so this is a must-win game on a short week. Sometimes, like, it's nice to have these short weeks after a loss like that, so you're not sitting there for a week listening to the media, listening to the assholes at the Dogs Podcast, you know.
Listening to the fans booing you.
Yeah, it's just sometimes it's good, like, short turnaround, get back in the building, you watch that film, and then you threw it away, and you just move on to the next right away, and you start preparing for the Steelers. So maybe this is a good thing for the Browns. The Steelers' offense is not great.
Horrible.
So the defense, this could be a get right game for the defense, or we could make them look good and it could be a get gone game for Joe Woods.
I like it.
Very fair.
Mitch Trubisky has yet to throw for over 200 yards. He threw for 194 against the Bengals, and this week against the Patriots, he threw for 168. So this quarterback in the NFL in 2022 is averaging about 175, 180 yards passing a game. That's not good.
No.
So he's struggling. And we thought with his mobility and bigger arm than, you know, an almost dead Ben Roethlisberger, they would start stretching the field more and stuff. They're not doing any of that. No. They're still just dinking and dunking. They got Chase Claypool. They got these guys. They're not using them at all. I don't understand the philosophy, but, you know, I'm sure we'll see him throw for 350 this week.
Now, I will say, I mean, the Patriots defense so far, anyways, it's a good defense. Now, their offense isn't very good either, but you know, and the Patriots usually have a good defense and they can shut down your key guys typically. Yeah. But so I'm not surprised to see the bad numbers against the Patriots and the Bengals. Well, their defense isn't slouchy.
It's not great though.
It's not great.
Yeah. I will say this, maybe the bigger surprise than Mitch Trubisky's pedestrian passing numbers, Najee Harris averaging about 2.8 yards per carry this year.
Yeah, their line is not good.
Line's not playing well again. Najee in week one wasn't even their leading rusher.
No, he got hurt.
Yeah.
And they gave Chase Claypool quite a bit of run,
yeah.
You know, those whatever end arounds and things. But
yep. And then this week, Najee had 15 carries for 49 yards. His longest one was 8.
Right.
So clearly, offensively, they are inept right now. So the defense needs, this needs to be a get right game. You got to come out and just shut them down.
Please. So the thing about speaking of Najee, though, made me think about last year when the O-line was, I mean, they said they made upgrades going into this year. So last year, I guess the O-line was even worse for Pittsburgh. Last year in week 8, Najee had 26 carries, 91 yards and a touchdown, and he caught 3 for 29. And then at the end of the season, week 17, he ran 28 times for 188 yards, a touchdown, and caught 3 for 18. So we have had trouble with Najee and the way that Breece Hall was kind of dicing us up at times as a rookie and his only second game in the NFL on the Jets was a little bit scary, thinking who's coming.
Well, you know, the Steelers are sitting here at 1-1. Right? Or they're 1-1.
1-1.
And they're looking at this as we can be 2-1, top of the division.
Yeah.
You know they're gonna come in with like an attitude.
Yeah.
And
it's Cleveland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially they always play well against us. Excuse me. I'm like 95% better. So I still cough every
once. You only sound about 85, but I'll give it to you.
The more I talk, like the worse I'm starting to sound. But we cannot let them come out and run it down our throats and then because that lets Mitch Trubisky get into the play action. Don't let Mitch Trubisky start running around.
Right.
You know what I mean? So far this year, he hasn't been able to use his legs as you know, part of his game. Let's not be the first team that lets him live outside the pocket, run for first downs on 3rd and 8s. Let's not be that team. Let's keep him in the pocket, make him beat you from the pocket. That's not what he does.
Something I'm already nervous about heading into this game is they already announced that Clowney's not going to play.
Alex Wright getting the start.
Yeah. So to me, if there was, you know, glimmers of hope on, you know, as far as even run stopping, man, Clowney's that guy for us.
Yep.
So I think that's a big, big loss. Now, you said who's starting Wright?
Alex Wright. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, very, very, we like him. We like him a lot. And I think we're going to see a lot of him because Chase is also out. They already said that he's not going to play either. So, I mean.
Who's out?
Winovich? Chase Winovich. Oh. So, he's out. So, we're missing two edge guys already. So.
The Clowney thing hurts.
Yes.
It does. Big time.
The Clowney thing hurts.
Because you know Miles isn't going to be stuffing the run.
Well,
I sure hope he does.
When I saw from the one time, we put Miles and Clowney on the same side. And it worked great. Mm-hmm. I think that's the play that Jadeveon got the strip sack. Why do we not do more creative things like that all the time? Why is it like I had this bright idea that we'll do it once. It worked. We'll do it again in a month.
We don't like adjustments.
You know what I mean? So I'm looking for us to please play some more man coverage. Let's manufacture some pressure. Mitch Trubisky's not a good quarterback. So let's get in his face a little bit, force him to make some bad decisions. Let's force him to get rid of the ball before he wants to and get some turnovers.
No, but I mean, the Steelers have better receiving options all around. I mean, that backfield tight end everywhere than the Jets did.
Yes,
so I agree. I am nervous the way the defense is playing.
If we come in with the same philosophy, which this is what I wanted to touch on our last episode, talking about the last game, I don't think it's the players. I think it's the entire philosophy of what we're trying to do on defense is just a bad idea. It's extremely hard to execute because it relies on your four guys being able to beat five consistently up front. That's not going to happen in the NFL.
Right.
Okay. There's only one Aaron Donald. And even he needed Von Miller. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you're not going to win that way. I just think the entire Joe Woods' entire idea of what he wants the defense to be is just a bad idea. So we're just starting in a bad spot because I think it's a terrible philosophy to begin with. So please throw it away.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the basics a little bit. Let's identify what these guys do well and let them go out there and play fast. And coach used to say when we played, if you're thinking, you're stinking.
Yeah, that's
right. I'm sure a lot of coaches say that. And it's if you're thinking about what you have to do and it's not just natural and it's not just instinct, then you're playing a step slow. Well, in the NFL, a step slow is a touchdown.
Yeah.
So just let's get these guys back to the basics. And let them play football fast the way they know how to play. We went and drafted all this speed, and we're crippling them by making them overthink everything.
Yeah, it's rough. What were we going to say?
We just saw a great offense performance from the Browns. How nervous are you guys going against this defense? Because I think this is the bread and butter of this team. They have they're missing their main guy, and thank God they're missing him because they're still a very, very good defense. But I mean, he is the guy in that defense.
For me, what the Browns do well on offense, which is run the ball,
yeah,
is where the Steelers can be beat. I mean, the Bengals really used Joe Mixon well in week one. Damian Harris,
I saw he had a decent game. Yeah,
you know, against the Patriots. So I think that, I mean, Nick Chubb's going to average 5+ a carry. Mm-hmm. Kareem Hunt, probably the same thing. I think offensively we'll probably be okay.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, they gave up 174 rushing yards to the Patriots, 133 rushing yards to the Bengals.
I think we could easily expect 150.
You would think.
Between our two backs.
Yeah. Them not having TJ Watt, that helps.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, Browns fans, let's take a quick break in the action to remind you guys about DraftKings Sportsbook. The NFL action is in full swing here at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. We're talking touchdowns, big plays, and even bigger wins. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do. And if that's not enough, everyone can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Right now, for every leg you add, you can boost your winnings up to 100%. With payouts bigger than ever, why bet on football anywhere else? To make things even sweeter, you can throw down on stepped up same game parlays once per game day all season long. So go download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use promo code TPPN to get $200 in free bets if your team wins when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code TPPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Hey, Browns fans, let's take a quick break to talk about the most important part of the NFL season, that pregame meal. Whether you got your grill at the tailgate or in the backyard, you want to make sure you're serving the best meats to the crazy fans around you. And if you want the best, you have to get the best. Omaha Steaks. You've heard us talking about Omaha Steaks for a while now because they are without a doubt the best steaks we've ever had. And it's not just the steaks. All the food from Omaha Steaks is top of the line, delicious, juicy, and best of all, you can get a great discount with our promo code. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, into the search bar. You'll get a special price on the all-American assortment. And as a tasty bonus, you'll also get 12 ultra-juicy Omaha Steak burgers for free. The all-American assortment includes 16 mouth-watering entrees with 4 famously fork-tender double-trim butcher's cut filet mignons, 4 pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts. Wow, is anyone else hitting hungry? Plus so much more. No one, and I mean no one, comes close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and the value of Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com and type keyword DAWGS into the search bar. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword DAWGS. With Omaha Steaks, the Browns fans of your watch party will know you're the alpha dog. Now back to the show. Oh.
So then you got to identify every play. If you're Jacoby Brissett, you got to come to the line and find Minka Fitzpatrick.
Do not throw it anywhere near
him. And don't throw it to him. You know what I mean? Don't let that guy beat you. Now, last time I told a Browns quarterback to do this,
first play,
threw a pick six to this guy.
Yep.
But come up. He's their modern day Troy Palombalo. Okay. You have to come up every play, find out where he is, and don't let him beat you. Mm-hmm. And to me, if you cannot turn the ball over, we can come out and run the ball well again. And Jacoby can just play somewhere in between what he was against the Jets and against the Panthers, we can move the ball offensively.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Control the clock.
Yep, control the clock. Keep the, I mean, I want to say keep the ball out of their offense's hand, not because I'm afraid of their offense, because I'm petrified of our defense being on the field.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And then special teams, please, for the love of God, make all your kicks. Don't muff a fumble. Please don't have an onside kick recovered against you. Just figure it out.
Yeah. Yep.
So I think those are like the keys of the game. You got to control the clock, continue to run the ball with Nick Chubb. I look for Nick Chubb. He's got to be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that loss is his fault in his mind.
Yeah.
That's all this whole week. That's all he's thinking.
He's beating himself up.
Completely.
If I would have just gone down, which
if I would have just did like it against Houston, we would have won this game.
Yep. And you know,
your fault, bro.
I just see him coming out like possessed.
Man on fire, Denzel.
Yes. So I'm looking for this. This would be a big Nick Chubb game, I think. I would like to think so.
Which we've already had two of them.
So. Yep. And so let's just dominate the time possession. No penalties. Let's play smart on all three phases. And Joe Woods, for the love of God, put our guys in position to succeed, please. No more communication. You can't have, if there's a communication error this game, everybody's fired.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yep. So that's the keys to the game for me. You guys got anything else you want to add?
Just, does Amazon Prime work for you guys?
Oh, it worked great. So glad
we should be able to watch this one on
cable. But I figured that too, but
no, so
I couldn't stream it.
Last week I'm watching and it's fuzzy, like my internet's slow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I texted the group and was like, is anybody else having this problem? And they said no. So then I went to the Dude Perfect one and it was fine.
Really?
Because I guarantee nobody's watching that. Because that's, I like the Dude Perfect guys, but nobody gives a shit what they had to say about the football. Well, like, they're not Peyton and Eli Manning.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're just shooting basketballs.
Yeah. So nobody's watching that one. So obviously, so they didn't have any problems and it was fine. So then I went back and then I was like, well, maybe it is my internet. So then I went to YouTube TV and just went to a show. It was fine.
Yeah. Mm.
So, and then I get online, I see tons of people are having problems.
Yep.
Like, hey, Amazon, if you're going to do this, don't screw it up.
Get it right.
Yeah. This is football.
That was frustrating.
I'm sorry. Super, you guys could have came over and hung out with me.
It's like I was watching without my contacts.
It was, well, and then it just kept like, and it would stop.
Yeah.
And spin. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Come like, on. Don't pay big money for this if you're not equipped to
handle it. Yeah. Then don't.
Like, turns out this isn't one of your crappy TV shows. This is the NFL. There's going to be millions of people watching and streaming. Right. Have it together.
Yeah.
So come on, Bezos.
I'll tell you what, between that and NFL Plus, I mean, whoo, we got some great streaming options this year, man. For the NFL. My goodness.
I'm about to get the NFL Plus though, just because I want to watch the All 22.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure that's cool. But whew, that app blows. you want to talk about a BS crap product. Thanks a lot, NFL. Oh, here's our own streaming app. You can only watch your games in your live,
which I can do on region. Which I can do on my TV.
Yeah, like, well, then why am I buying this?
Yeah. I just hold my $5 a month.
Yeah. Oh, and they get you right at the beginning too, because they're like, oh, all live out of market preseason games.
Yeah.
Like, you guys suck.
And people are just excited. They're like, all out of market games. Sweet.
Yeah.
Sign me up. I can canceling all my DirecTV, you know, NFL ticket packages.
But those are the keys. What do you guys think in terms of keys of the game against the Steelers? I'll ask you this. Is it must win?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's must win.
And how short's the leash for the Browns in terms of, we talked about this a little bit on the last episode. We come out and we get off to a slow start. What's the atmosphere in the stadium like?
I think
it's going to get ugly quick.
No, I don't. I think that the atmosphere will be fine, but let's say we start getting blown out.
It's going to get ugly.
I could see it getting. And the crazy thing is, like, one of the funnest games I've ever been to this yesterday. So fun. Great. I mean, great crowd. Loud. Fun. Great game. And then.
Great win.
Ish.
Until the last,
it's unreal, minute 53. Bro. It's unreal. I literally. But I'll tell you one thing, though. Old Brownie looks sharp.
He looks sweet.
Yeah. He looks sharp. Look out.
Cool. He looks
damn good out there.
I thought the stadium looked sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a whole little like player introduction thing. They had like, you know, like the dogs fenced in and everything came through the fences. I'm like, this is sweet. And then we shit down our leg.
I'm excited for Thursday.
Yeah. Should be a good time. Nights.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, let us know in the comments or drop us a voicemail what you guys think keys to this game are. Must win for the Browns. Good turn around on a short week. Just come out and get the win, please, for the love of God, because I can't keep doing episodes like this. But I have an aneurysm and a heart attack.
And then you get your long period before the next game to really get stuff
figured out. Get cloudy, healthy, get ready. You get 10 days to prepare for the Falcons. So go out, take care of business. Let's go to 2-1. Take the lead in the AFC North and put this loss behind us. Let us know what you guys think. To everybody who's a Dog Pack member, we'll see you guys in the after hours if you haven't already watched it. To everybody else, we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast, and become an official Dog Pack member and join the dogs.com.